first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ellen Ridge is confronted with a changed landscape.
The day after Earth Day, my landlord executed the large eucalyptus that had filled my second floor windows with red blossoms, hummingbirds, other little songsters, and squirrels shaking the branches on their way from one utility wire to another. This comforting neighbor caressed my panes with its leaves when the breeze was gentle and thrashed them vigorously in wilder weather. It gave me privacy and the illusion that I lived in a forest, not a dense part of Santa Cruz. It sheltered me from the traffic noise of busy Delaware Avenue. The city arborist designated it a heritage tree and posted an inconspicuous sign on our fence inviting public opposition to the arboricide. Should I write a letter of objection and speak at the hearing? Weighing my otherwise affectionate relationship with the young family who owned the house and lived downstairs, I lost my chance and was punished by having to watch a guy with a racketing chainsaw mere feet from my window cutting the wonderful tree to pieces, opening the view to a gray sky above, cars rushing by below, and windows across the street where neighbors watched, regretting their changed landscape while I was lamenting mine.
Ellen Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.